or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You have to understand, tell somebody, ride the horse. Romans 8:28, tell them, get on that horse and ride it through the scriptures. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that are called according to your purpose. Is that right? To them that love God and are called according to his purpose. You know the verse. All things are working together. Can you rest in God to that degree? Bad stuff that seemed like it's about to overtake you, somehow you say, this got to be working somehow for my good, because God said it, I believe it, and can't nothing change that. So I'm going to deal with it wisely, but in the end, it's going to work in my behalf. What the devil meant for evil, God has turned it. He's going to turn it around for good. So you got to have some long suffering. You got to have some patience sometimes. And rejoice and praise God right on through the trial. Tell somebody, everything is working together for my good. Therefore, I can rest. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. God is in control. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Stop worrying. Let go and let God. Do your due diligence. Do what you're supposed to do. Let God do all that stuff you can't do. He's with you. He's the great I am. He will do it. He will perform it. I said he will perform it. He that has begun a good work in you. Tell somebody, he started a good work in me. Come on, tell him, something going on inside of me. Something of God is going on inside of me. He's begun a good work, and he will perform it. He'll work that thing out for you. Hallelujah. I got all kind of testimony tonight. I wish tonight was testimony night. How God is working things out. The great I am. Hallelujah. He wants you to mature so that you don't let fear grip you. You don't let distrust, you don't let unbelief have any place in you. That's not who you are. You are those that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. We are not them that turn back. Amen. The second thing Elisha got was direction. He led that army to Samaria. He said, Lord, smite these people with blindness. All these soldiers, he smote them with blindness. He led them to Samaria. God gave him direction where to lead them. Lead them away from here. Lead them into Samaria. He led them into Samaria. And when their eyes were open, they were there in Samaria. And the king said, do you want me to smite him? He said, would you smite a prisoner? He said, no, give them food and send them home. They never came back. So God gave him discernment, direction, and dominion. Some enemies that you face, stop looking for them. Stop looking back like they're coming back. No. Some enemies are gone forever. Never to face. I got other battles to face. I got other enemies to take down. I got other giants to slay. Certain things, I'm not letting my mind drift back there. That's old victories. I'm looking at new, fresh victories. Hello? Tell somebody, don't look back. Keep looking forward. Moses told the Israelites, the Egyptians you see today, you'll never see them again. There are some enemies you will never see again. Your stature has outgrown them. You are not on the level that they are on. They have no right even confronting you. They have no right in your environment. You have outgrown them. There are bigger fish to fry. Hello. So stop looking back. Stop looking down on yourself. Stop listening to that evil spirit. Tell him, get behind you where he belongs. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, that's who you are. Own up to who you are. You see, Jesus derived his identity not from his ministry, but from his relationship. That's why he was unstoppable. If you're deriving your identity from your anointing, you ain't always anointed. You know, you can't just go from, you know, people want to go from one high to the next high. No. Derive your identity from your relationship. My Father's always with me. I always am in right standing with my Father. Hello? And you'll find that there'll be a flow of one victory after the next victory, one triumph after the next triumph. You become unstoppable. You gotta rest in him and know your identity is in him. I do nothing except I see my Father. My Father works, hitherto I work. That was Jesus' testimony. But he told Peter, don't you know I could pray to my Father to send 12 legions? And he sent them. Whatever I ask him, he'll do it. But I'm not asking for myself. I want his will. Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Come on, he derived everything. His source of strength was his relationship. Not the limitations of his humanity, geography, physical strength. All these things are null and void when we walk through relationship. We become, let me say, supernatural. People wonder how things happen like that for you. It's because of a relationship. Go with me to 2 Chronicles 32. Got a lot of praises in here tonight. That's all right. They free to praise too. 2 Chronicles 32. Get me verse 7 and 8. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7 and 8. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And the people rested. Rest. Find comfort in the scripture. Let the scripture take priority, take precedence over your situation. If your situation is not lining itself up with what the word says, go to the word and begin to find rest on the word. I'm telling you, something happens inside of you when you choose that. Rather than trying to work it yourself, trying to figure it out in the natural, trying to call everybody that you think can help. First, find rest in the word. Find comfort and consolation in the scripture. It starts to form a world on the inside of you. See, if you are just pursuing it externally, you'll never really get it. You'll never be fulfilled until you first establish it internally. Where the kingdom lies. The kingdom is in you. And it's got to be formed. The pattern has to be right. And then it comes forth. You reproduce it. But see, if it's never formed properly in you, then what you are producing out here is what's in you. I like to say it this way. You don't get what you want. You get what you are ultimately. You want a new car, but you're a 10-year-old car spirit. Because you're just looking at the price. You want a new one here, but there you just can't see it. Well, until you can see it here, you'll be looking at it there and never get it. Amen. I was just talking to someone today. They saw me in the van, and they were driving, and they stopped. They were in this real nice, wasn't a brand new vehicle, but it was real nice. I know they didn't own this car before or this truck. I said, wow, this is nice. He said, yeah. He said, I just got this. He said, the blue book said it was a certain price. And I contacted the owner, and he was selling it for that same price. But he said, I took cash And I said, will you give it to me for this amount of cash? The guy got the papers. I said, just sign. Just sign. So evidently, what was in him was that truck. Because God even put his little stamp of approval on it and said, I'm going to give it to you for $5,000 less than what he's asking for it. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Somebody need to hear this tonight. Because it's what you believe here. Tell somebody, I'm blessed and highly favored. God has already blessed me with every spiritual blessing. And when he matures me, then he'll know I'll handle blessings properly. You see, Jesus didn't ever go around bragging about him being the apostle and high priest of our faith. He didn't have to, because he derived his identity from his Father. You've seen me, you've seen the Father. They got after me. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Well, that really got their goat. They picked up stones, but he was telling the truth. So with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. You must allow the pattern to be on the inside of you. It will create your world. Coupled with your words, it will create your world. I'm not talking New Age stuff. I'm not talking, you know, Eastern mysticism. I'm not talking that foolishness. I'm talking about the Word of God. That's why it says, keep the Word in your mouth. If you cannot see it, you cannot receive it. That's what people talk about, going by blind faith. That ain't faith. That's blind. Faith sees. You see. When you have faith, you see. No such thing as blind faith. No, faith, you see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen by the natural eye. But faith, the very concept and principle of faith is that you see. You believe. You say you have faith for your healing. Well, you're going around there. I thank God that he's healed me. I'm delivered. I'm set free. Why? You have faith. So important. Have faith. Operate in faith. So people rested themselves upon the King's words. Word is spirit and life. You know, the more we mature in Christ, listen real closely, the more verses of scripture, Old and New Testament, start to come together. We start to see a bigger picture, and we're not just fragmented with this and then that over there, but things start to come together where you see this great I am.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of the series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Part 2, Position for His Presence. 1 Kings 4 verse 20 states, God gave Solomon dominion over all the regions, and he had peace on every side round about him. Solomon, being a man of rest, brought peace and quiet to Israel during his entire reign. Israel lacked nothing. God provided Solomon with wisdom, and he was wiser than all men of the earth. You too can walk in that same dominion. Position yourself accurately and learn to rest in the great I am. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.